Rabosai, what we want to cover today is basically much of what remains in Hilchos Avelos. We won't cover everything, but we hope that we'll cover the main points. The halacha is if one simin shin sadi tesef alef, if one buries a mace before yantiv, and you do a nihug of Avelos, any nihug of Avelos, so the yantiv is mevatel the entire gezeira shiva. Then yantiv knocks off the entire Shiva, even if you only do a Dover Shabbat Sina, the Yontiv knocks off, etc. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim regarding the dinim of Avelos B'Yontiv. The sheet of the Rambam is that on Yontiv, no Avelos at all is Noheg, that you do not do anything on Yontiv. Again, the case, let's say, is if you're kover a mace on Chol HaMoed, right? So then what happens on Yontiv? Or if you're kover a mace Erev Yontiv, but you don't have time to be noheg any Avelos before Yontiv. So the Shita of the Rambam is that there is no such thing as Avelos on Yontiv Klal V'Ikar, garnished mit garnished. The sheet of the Ramban in the Teres HaOdom, which the Torah Paskins like, and the Beis Yosef Paskins like, is that Avelos on Yontiv, Devarim Shabbat Sin'a, is Noheg. This issue, the Gra points out in the Se'if Katin Aleph, or Beis, I don't remember, the Se'if Katin Gimel. The guy points out Se'if Katin Gimel, but this issue is actually two different yourselves in Maseches Ksubis. The Gemara says that Devarim Shabbat Sin'a is Noheg, not Devarim Shabbat Faharesia. The way the text appears by us is that this is true on Shabbos, not on Yontif. But the Rambam's Girsa is that this is true on Yontif as well. Right, so that's already a very important issue. And the Nafkamina is probably what the Pistei Tshuva quotes over here in Se'if Katan Aleph. Pistei Tshuva quotes a Tshuva, the Das Eish, that even though we say that Devarim Shabbat Sin'a is noheg on Yontiv, that's only true of Tashmish Hamikdah, but Talmud Taira is going to be mutter for the Avel on Yontiv. There are two different ways of saying why Talmud Taira is mutter on Yontiv. One way of saying it is that because on Yontiv there's an Inyan of Simchas Yontiv, so Mimela, in order to experience Simchas Yontiv, you have to learn Torah. Right? This is like such a yeshivish start. No? In order to experience Talmud, to experience Simchas Yontiv, you need some sort of dinim of learning Torah. The Simcha of Yontiv is Doraisa. We pass in Avelos is Durabonon. Therefore, you're allowed to learn Torah. You're allowed to get an aliyah on Shmini Atzeres. The Minika Olam is that what they call Shmini Atzeres, what we call Simchas Torah, is that everybody gets an aliyah, even though with respect to Avelos on Shabbos, the din is that unless you are like Rabbi Nutan and you get an aliyah every single week, you should not get an aliyah on Shabbos for Emtza Shiva. But on Yontiv, the Tshuva Das Eish says that you do get an aliyah. And we explained that the reason is because Yontiv has a din of Simcha, as opposed to Shabbos, that there's just a din of Oneg, and there's no din of Simcha, which is something that we'll elaborate on a little bit later today. Another cheshbon for this is found in the Tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi writes in this Tshuva that with respect to Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah keneged kulam, so therefore we rely on the sheet of the Rambam that Devarim Shebitzin'a is not noheg on Yontif. Right? We don't rely on that Rambam for the other Devarim Shebitzin'a. By Tashmish Shemitah's Devarim Shebitzin'a, Rechitza we paskin in the Siman about Avelos and Shabbos, the Rechitza is considered Devarim Shebitzin'a. The Achreinim Edet Sicha is called Devarim Shebitzin'a. We don't pass on like the Rambam, or we don't rely on the Rambam for those other things, but for Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah can make Kulam, so therefore we allow on the Rambam, we rely on the Rambam, and that's why we allow an Avel during Yontiv to learn Torah and Torah.
But On Shabbos, we don't.
On Shabbos, the Avil is not allowed to learn Torah. The Avil on Shabbos is only allowed to learn those parts of Talmud Torah that are called Chovas Hayom, which you don't really do to learn. Right? The difference between Talmud Torah, this is also Yeshiva Shesara, is that Talmud Torah means like learning Be'iyon. Stuff that's Chovas Hayom is like the parts of davening which are technically Talmud Torah. Like to say Zohu Mekoman and the like. You say Zohu Mekoman because it has to be Chasat Torah, right, etc. That's considered Chovas Hayom. That's not Kudei Hashem Yesharim Sam Chelei. That doesn't give you enjoyment. There's a discussion, the Siman on Shabbos, about Kriya Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum, no? The Mechaber writes that you're allowed to do Shnei Mikra Vecha Targum on the Shabbos B'toch HaShiva, probably because that's also called Dvarim Shoyom. Therefore, the Achrenim say, one second, that you don't do the Parsha with Rashi. Learning Rashi is already Talmud Torah. If you just learn the Parsha with Unquas, like, that's, yeah. It's not really Talmud Torah. You learn the Parsha with Unquas. The Pispei Tshuva over there discusses that maybe if the Avelos will finish before Wednesday, since we paskin that you could be Mavra Sedra, just like Abdullah, right, the next week, all the way going back to Wednesday, so Memela, you should not be Mavra Sedra on Shabbos. The Taz writes that, no, you can be Mavra Sedra on Shabbos because the Shabbos is the Iker's man of Mavra Sedra, etc. But we paskin that Talmud Torah is Dorm Shabbat Sinah, and therefore Talmud Torah is usher on Shabbos. You should not get an aliyah. Even if you're the only Kohen, most poskim say you should walk outside of a show, you should not get an aliyah on Shabbos, because Shabbos has an Isser Dvarim Shabbat Sinah. On Yontif, we're makel on Talmud Torah, even though Shulchan Aruch says Dvarim Shabbat Sinah is knowing on Yontif, because Gadol Talmud Torah, or because, and therefore we rely on the Rambam, or because Yontif has a din of Simcha as opposed to Shabbos, that we'll try to elaborate on in a few minutes. Yeah?
Just to clarify, so we say that on a weekday too, you can do the parts of, you know, parts of learning that are in davening. So is there any difference between Shabbos and weekday?
Not really. In other words, we assume that Talmud Torah is called Dvarim Shabbat Sinah, and therefore it's usher on Shabbos, the same as it's usher during the weekday. On Shabbos, we're makel on Dvarim Shel, on Avel Shel Farhesya.
So we should not make
her
during the week.
So the Achrayim saying maybe you shouldn't do Shnei Mikra during the week. The Taz writes, because since the Iker Zman of Shnei Mikra, like some people do like one Aliyah every day. Right? It works out. There are like seven Aliyahs on, in Kriyas HaTorah, there's 7 days in the week. Amazing, like it works out. So most of the posts can assume that no, it's only on Shabbos that we're Mikra because it's considered Chovas HaShabbos. Right, the din is a mikol chovas hayom. A zom mekomen is chovas hayom. Again, what exactly is included in the din of Talmud Torah? What's not included? We mentioned there were five of Kohen, those that you're allowed to say Tehillim. I remember when Rabbi Zalvechik was sitting there at Zayt, he said Tehillim. Right, the cheshbon is that Tehillim is not really Talmud Torah. Tehillim is merzak Tehillim, merlertnish Tehillim. No, you say Tehillim, you don't learn Tehillim. So therefore, it's not really on the din of Talmud Torah. So let's go back to Avelos on Yontiv. So Avelos on Yontiv, let's say someone is Nifter and Chol HaMoed. So the din is that when you have a Levaya on Chol HaMoed, so you begin the Avelos technically after Yontiv, meaning you start sitting Shiva after Yontiv. But the shame avail, as it were, applies on Chol HaMoed also. Right? That's why, for example, Chol HaMoed, we paskin that Yom Demalav Bashura, we give a Sudas Havra'ah. Right? It says in the Shulchan Aruch in the Siman of Chol HaMoed, we don't give a Sudas Havra'ah like in the street, right? Unless it's like a Talmud Chacham. We give a Sudas Havra'ah at home, maybe only the Krovim or Mavrin also. But there is a din of Sudas Havra'ah on Chol HaMoed. There is some element of Avelos on Chol HaMoed, on Yontif also. Let's say someone is Nifter Chol HaMoed Pesach, an uncle of mine, my uncle Chaim, was Nifter Chol HaMoed Pesach. So he did the Levaya on Chol HaMoed, the last days of Yontif. So it's considered Avelos on Yontif, but they don't actually begin sitting Shiva, in the sense of sitting low on the ground, until after Yontif entirely. the Gemara writes in Daf Chaf that these days of Aveiros during Chol HaMoed, so you are Menachem LeAvel. You go to Menachem LeAvel on these days of Chol HaMoed. These days of Chol HaMoed, you're Menachem LeAvel, and technically speaking, Medina, you do not have to be Menachem after Chol HaMoed, because you are Mekayim, the Inyan of Nichum, B'moed. That means, when Rav Cohen suggests in the Badei HaShulchan, that if you were not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Nichum during Chol HaMoed, so therefore you have a Chiyuv of Nichum after Yantar. It's like a very funny situation, no? You're going to be sitting Shiva on the ground, but technically there's no din of Nichum Avelim. People are not going to come to Menachem you, because the real Nichum happened on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, there's an Isser of Malacha, but the Malacha is Nasa Al Yedei Acherim, and therefore after Chol HaMoed, we're going to say that we're Meiko on the Isser Malacha. Ordinarily, we're not Meiko on Isser Malacha Teich Kimo Yom HaRishonim. Right? We're only Meiko after the first 3 days of Malacha. That's what it said in Simin Shin Pei. But for Chol HaMoed, because the real din applied the Mayed, so Memela, we're going to be Meiko on the Isser Malacha after the Yontif. That's the Halacha. Now, the din is that L'chol HaMoed counts as Shloshim days. You're going to actually Firzach Yeshiva after the Moed, after Yontif, you start sitting on the ground. But those days of Chol HaMoed, right, someone's Nifta Chol HaMoed, those days of Moed count as Shiva days, Shloshim days. So you're observing some days of Shloshim before you are technically sitting on the ground and doing the demonstrative acts of Shiva. That's already a funny type of situation. What's the pshat in that? How come the dinim of Shloshim apply on Chol HaMoed? So there seems to be a machlokus between the Rush and the Ramban. The Rush says that because on Chol HaMoed you don't shave anyway, and shaving is one of the dinim of Shloshim, so therefore you observed some sort of Shloshim on Chol HaMoed, and Memela it counts for days of Shloshim. That's what the Rush says. The Ramban writes that the reason why Chol HaMoed counts as days of Shloshim is because you're observing more than you would observe on Chol HaMoed in general. On Chol HaMoed, there's an Isser of Kvisa, meaning I can't do laundry on Chol HaMoed. But there's no Isser of Levishas Begadim HaMechubasim on Chol HaMoed. I'm allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing on Chol HaMoed. During Avelus, I can't wear freshly laundered clothing. The Ramban's taina is that the only reason why Chol HaMoed counts as Yemei Avelos, Dahainu, Yemei Avelos of Shloshim, is because in Chol HaMoed you are doing more than you would, because Mitzad Avelos you're doing more than you do on Chol HaMoed. Right? I just said it to you backwards, but the point is, on Chol HaMoed you're always usher to shave, then the usher came. Because Mitzad Avelos, you're doing more than you do on regular Chol HaMoed. There's an Isser of Levisha of Begadim Mechubasim. So Memela, it counts as Avelos. If we're just be a din of Chol HaMoed, according to the Ramban, it would not count as Avelos Shloshim. It only counts on Avelos Shloshim because you're observing certain dinim Mitzad Avelos. This leads to the Taz's famous Kasha. In Sif Katan Vav, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you observe one day, sha'achas lefnei hachag, one day of 1 minute of avelos before Sukkot begins, and the yontiv, that's 14 days already, right? Because sha'achas lefnei hachag counts as shiva, the cholamayid counts as another 7 days, that's 14. Shmini Atzeres counts as 7, that makes 21. Second day of Shmini Atzeres makes another day, meaning 22. And then you have to mashlam aleihem od chesachirim, you have to add another 8 days. Meaning we treat the days of Chol HaMoed as days of Shleishim. But we do not say that because I observed some Shloshim, so therefore Shmini Atzeres should knock off the rest of Shleishim. Remember, if I observe 1 minute of Avelos before Yontif, Yontif is Mevatel Shiva. If I observe 1 minute of Shloshim before Yontif, Yontif is Mevatel Shloshim. If someone is Nifter Erev Sukkis, so the din is, when I do the whole calculation of Sukkis, I have to still observe 8 days of Shloshim after the Yontif. I have the first day of Sukkis, I have a Chol HaMoed, I have a Shmini Atzeres, which counts as 7. If the Petira is Erev Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres counts as 7. And the second day of Shmini Atzeres, what we call Simchas Torah, makes it 22. Then I have 8 days afterwards. Nishalat HaSheila, why don't I say that the Shmini Atzeres knocks off the Shloshim? Because I observed some Shloshim during Chol HaMoed. Because according to the Ramban, what I observe in the sense of not wearing a freshly laundered shirt counts as a nihug of shloshim. So I should say that the Shmini Atzeres knocks off the shloshim. That's the kasha that the Taz and Tifkotin asks. He says, Sarachin Taretz Alibid Ramban, this din seems to only make sense according to the Rush, not according to the Ramban. And the Taz gives some sort of fechta answer that because there's no heker, the ikar hadin of giyot and tisporis, so therefore the Shmini Atzeres isn't mevatel the shloshim. That's what the Taz writes. For the Pash, this is Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph holds like the Ramban, and Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tes holds like the Rosh. And the Taz is bothered by the Stira. The Pisrei Tshuva on Ois Tes quotes a Tshuva of the Me'il Tzedaka. Excuse me, Tshuva the Nachla Shiva. The Nachla Shiva was the son of the Taz, right? We quoted him the other day. So Nachla Shiva there in Simen Yud Ches writes that Shmini Atzeres maybe does not mevatel Shloshim because Shmini Atzeres isn't a full-fledged Yontif. The Gemara tells us the being of human elsewhere that Shmini Atzeres is only called the Yontiv Klape the Dinim of Pazar Kashav. No? Klape Lil's Dinim, Shmini Atzeres is a Yontiv. Hayas Bifnei Atzmo, Zman Bifnei Atzmo, you make a Shechi Yonu, etc. But Shmini Atzeres is not a full-fledged Yontiv. Or a full-fledged separate Yontiv than Sukkis is. Because it's not a full-fledged separate Yontiv than Sukkis is, Shmini Atzeres will not knock off the Shleishim. I think that's basically the din. My grandmother was Nifteres on the 12th day of Tishrei, no? So she's Nifteres on the 12th day of Tishrei. That's after Yom Kippur, before Sukkis. So Sukkis is Mevatel the Shiva. And then, right, Yechesh Benat, you get like an extra 22 days, but you would still have, what, 5 days of Shloshim afterwards. That's the Pashtus in the Din, according to the Kasha of the Taz. It should be Mevato the entire Din of the Shloshim, but we don't paskin that way. There is a Shaila. Let's say someone is Nifter on Chol HaMoed. So I count the days of Chol HaMoed as Shloshim days, like we pointed out. I'll sit Shiva afterwards, but how many Shloshim days remain afterwards? Do I say that because the Shmini Atzeres comes about and the Shmini Atzeres has some sort of Shem Yontif, maybe the Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 days with respect to Shloshim? Just like we say that if you're Nifter before Sukkot, the Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 days for Shloshim. Maybe if you're Nifter on Chol HaMoed, the Shmini Atzeres counts as the 7 days of Shloshim. So this is a big discussion in the Shach and Se'if Katin Zayin. The Shach writes that Shmini Atzeres is only Eila L'Yayim Echad of Shloshim when you're Kavro B'Regel. That's what the Shach writes in Osa Zayin. Only Kavro Kodem Hasukis Yishmi Atzeres Ola Nezayin. That's what the Bach paskins, but the Maharshal and the Chuvas Masas Binyamin paskin that Shmini Atzeres counts as the 7 days of the Shloshim. Okay, so how do we paskin in this Shaila? So the Badei HaShulchan paskins, like the Shach and the Taz, that when you're kover a mace on Chol HaMoed, Shmini Atzeres does not count to 7 days. But if you're mitzta'er, the Chochmas Adam says, then you count, then you're allowed to count the Shmini Atzeres to 7 days. Meaning, remember, the Ramah has a minig that I don't shower Kol Shloshim. If you're mitzta'er, so then we will be mako, right? Or let's say your fingernails are long or something. Obviously, by fingernails, you pass, you don't need ga'ara, even by other ve'imo, no? I think Rebbe Kiva Eger writes that in the Simen of cutting hair, that by hair you need ga'ara, by the fingernails you don't need ga'ara. But, well, if it bothers you having long fingernails, then we will count the Shmini Atzeres as the as the Shloshim, as 7 days of the Shloshim, although the Ikar Hadin is like the Shach and the Taz against the Maharshal and the Masas Binyamin. So why don't we say Allah Kidere Meiko Ba'Ovel? That is a great Kasha. So years ago, I asked this Kasha to Rabbi Willig. So I don't recall exactly what he said, but I do recall they said something like, this is like the most wonderful Shaila in Hilchos Avelos. It depends how you deal with this Machlokas Ramban and the Rush beforehand, and I didn't check in his kuntras. He has a kuntras on Avelos now. I didn't check there. But that kasha, I don't know the answer to, but it's a really good kasha. Yeah, why don't I say, Allah give the rain make over Avel? That should definitely count. Yeah, it's a good kasha. Now, when I bury a mace on Yontiv Sheni. So the, let's say it's Yaimisa and Kavura. So the Mechaber paskins, the Avelos Yom Rishon is Do'iraisa. And therefore, the Avelos Yom Rishon Do'iraisa knocks off the Yontiv Sheni. And therefore, you would prava Avelos on Yontiv Sheni. That's the Shita of the Mechaber. The Mechaber quotes another Shita that the Avelos of Yontiv Sheni, that the Avelos is a Dins Rabbonin, and therefore it does not knock off Yontiv Sheni. The Minhag of Ashkenazim is that we paskin that Avelos is Rabbonin, and therefore you don't actively do any Avelos in Yontiv Sheni. Remember, in Yontiv Sheni, technically you're kover al Yedei Yisrael. Big Gemara Beitza writes, Bismanenu, in most communities, we're not kover al Yedei Yisrael because the Gemara writes that in a community where there's no B'nai Torah, so then, I should say, Rabbeinu Tam understands the Gemara, then Malone, they weren't B'nai Torah, therefore they couldn't be kover in Yontiv Sheni al Yedei Yisrael. I think in KAJ, they would bury on Yontiv Sheni, and Satmar they bury on Yontiv Sheni. And Moshe Soloveitchik said when he came to America, he got rid of being covering Yontiv Sheni Yisrael. That's the din. So because of the Shaila, when the Avelos Yomishon, when the Tiyomiso Kavura on those for whom Avelos is a Dindai Raisa, the Hang of the Seven Krovim, so therefore, according to the Mechaber, we're going to say Avelos Yomishon Dai Raisa overcomes Yontav Sheni. According to the Ramah, Avelos Yomishon is the Rabbanan, it doesn't overcome the Yontav Sheni. Nonetheless, everyone holds that the Yontav Sheni counts as one day of the Shiva. The Yontav Sheni counts as one day of the Shiva because on the Yontav Sheni you are doing certain dinim of the Shiva. You're not bathing, etc. So it does count as the it does count as one day of the Shiva. What about Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara at the beginning of Beitza says that even if we are kover mesim ayidei Yisrael on Yontav Sheni, this is not true on Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, because it has the din of Yom Arechta. So this Yontav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah count as one day of the Shiva. So the Shach in Se'if Katin Amches writes that he quotes in the Bach that the second day of Yontav of Rosh Hashanah counts as one of the days of the Shiva. Lamaisa, many of the Achronim disagree. The Taz disagrees with the Shach. I have to remember exactly where this Taz is. Taz disagrees with the Shach. The Pnei Baruch paskins like the Shach that Yontav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah does count as one of the days of the Shiva. Okay. When we say that Yontiv is Mevato Avelos. Okay, so when Yontiv is Mevato Avelos, so when is the Yontiv Mevato the Avelos? At what point in the day? So the Pashtus is, the Ramo writes that you should not be Megaleach ad Samoch Achashecha. That's Ramon's If Gimel. But Erev Pesach, you Megaleach after Chatzos. You have to remember that Erev Pesach itself has a din of a Yontiv. And the Torah says, Eila Moadei Hashem, that includes the festival that we call Pesach, which is the 14th of Nisan, which is when they brought the carbon Pesach, right? For us, we call Pesach the entire holiday, saying the 15th of Nisan. But in Biblical Hebrew, Pesach means the time that they makar the carbon Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, because they makar the carbon Pesach after Chatzos. So therefore, after Chatzos is already considered a shtikl yontiv, and after Chatzos you can bathe and you can shave if the shloshim is batal after the Chatzos, right? Because Erev Pesach itself has a din of yontiv, even though other yamim tovim, you should only do it the samach lechashecha. Now, the pashtus in the poskim is that Erev Pesach after Chatzos is also Mevato Din of Shiva. But I don't double dip. Meaning, the only Levaya in my rabbin that I said I can't do. Someone was Nifter in Erev Pesach, and I'm like, there's no way I can do the Levaya today. Like the Rabbi Emeritus, Rabbi Schneidman, he should live and be well. I called him. I'm like, first of all, you know the guy. I don't know the guy. Second of all, there's no way. Like, Erev Pesach, it's such a nutty day. I'm not going to do a Levaya for somebody I don't know on Erev Pesach. Like, it ain't happening. So, every time I did the Levaya. So, even though if I was sitting Shiva before Erev Pesach, I get up from Shiva on Erev Pesach by Chatzos. But if the Levaya is after Chatzos, it still counts as some observance of Shiva, and therefore the Chag HaMatzos will knock off the entire Shiva. Thus, we don't double dip. We don't say, oh, because Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a Yontiv, so it's like on a Yontiv, etc., and therefore you can't be knocked off. L'maisa, we are Mekel.
Right. We do double dip. We're both coolers.
So if we will do some sort of nihugim after Chatzos in that case, even though technically you're seeing Shiva beforehand, we don't. If the Levaya is after Chatzos, we'll do some sort of nihugim. It's almost like if Yom Zayin of Shiva's on Shabbos, right? When we're not doing demonstrative nihugei avelos, but it counts as the seventh day of avelos. Erev Pesach also counts as the same with respect to that.
But you can shave and do everything right after the nihugavelos.
Yes. You do a little bit in the Agavelos, and then you can shave and do that.
We do talk to the Sastri by Avelos, right?
Right. So that's what Ramosha Soloveitchik said. You talk to the Sastri by Avelos in the case of getting the telegram, and then selling the Chagas Netziv and River Fall Valosh. And yeah, it's another example of that. Yeah, that's a good hara. When it comes to Yom Tov and being Mevato Avelos, so we pass in that Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim is also considered a Yontif. One of two reasons. Eilam Moadei Hashem includes Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. No sachakach, the psukim in the Chemiah say that on Rosh Hashanah you should go home and eat and have simcha. Yiched vas Hashem im uzchem, right? The din of Mishloach Manos in the Nach appears in Sefer Nehemiah also, or Sefer Ezra part 2, which we call the book of Nehemiah, which that there's an element of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. There might not be simcha yisera. There's a whole discussion in the Shai Gassari, and true is we assume that there's some sort of simcha, so Rosh Hashanah knocks off Shiva. So it's if right before Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah knocks off Shiva, Yom HaKippurim is a knock off Shleshim. You're done. Right? Rosh Hashanah knocks off Shiva, Yom HaKippurim knocks off Shloshim. That's what we said. Shavuos is a one-day yontif. But if someone's nifter before Shavuos, so Shavuos knocks off the Shiva, right? You observe 1 minute of Shiva before Shavuos. Shavuos knocks off the Shiva. And then the entire yontif of Shavuos counts as 7 days. And then you have the days after of 7 days. So we double dip. Since Shavuos, all Yom Tov in the Torah are like 7 days, Shavuos also counts as a 7 days and counts as 7 days of the Shleshim. And then the 7 days after Shavuos count as another 7 days. So those 7 days double dip and you end up with basically Shiva knocked off by Shavuos. Then you get like 14 days within seven. It's like amazing, like Avelos math. Now, why is it that Shavuos counts as 7 days of Shleshim and Pesach does not count as 7 days of Shleshim? So the Geshar HaChaim says an interesting svara. He says that Pesach, the Yontif itself, is not as chashuv to count as 7 days because you have Chol HaMoed after. Sukkot, the Yontif itself is not chashuv because you have Chol HaMoed after. So, but on Shavuot, since you have no Chol HaMoed after, the Yontif is like ratcheted up. The Yontif is like more of a chashuv Yontif, and therefore it counts as the 7 days. The Rabbi Nutam has a shita that in our yeshiva we're making on, or we're making on that behits taref other things, that if a person shaved erev yomtiv, so you're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. We didn't think we're not supposed to say shave on Chol HaMoed, no? But that thing is only shalom yikonis to reik v'kshu menuval, not to enter yomtiv when you're all dirty and disgusting. Therefore, it's like Rabbi Nutam, if I shave erev yomtiv, so I'm allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Right, that's what he says. Now, in our yeshiva, right, we rely on shaving on Chol HaMoed based on different cheshmer of Soloveitchik felt that just like if you yotzim beis hasurim, so it's a anus hanikar, everybody knows that I couldn't shave beforehand. So here also, it's an anus hanikar, but Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, a friend of Racha, felt that we only rely on the Rav Svar, that's Anas Hanikar, combined with this Rabbeinu Tam. I remember one time there was a fellow in the Gush who didn't have a chance to shave on Chol on Erev Yontiv, so Rav Aaron felt that he could not shave on Chol HaMoed that year. Now, because, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you shave on Chol HaMoed if you, what's it called? Because of Chol HaMoed, you're going to shave on Chol HaMoed if you shaved on Erev Yontiv. So Mimela, what should emerge is that in this case, the shaving or the not shaving on Chol HaMoed is certainly only Midin Avelos. And in that case, it could be that Shemini Atzeres will be Mevatel, the Din of Shloshim. No? If I'm knowing some sort of shloshim, so then the yontiv is mevatel the shloshim. Usually we assume that Shmini Atzeres is not mevatel the shloshim because you're not really observing dinim of shloshim, right? Against the Ramban, like the Taz point on Sifkat and Vav. The Pesachei Tshuva knows Ches writes that if you are a Rabbeinu Tamnek and you usually shave on Chol Moed, when you shave there of yontiv, so Memela, if you don't shave on Chol Moed this year, that's obviously because it's Midine Avelos, so the Shmini Atzeres will knock off the Shloshim, that is Cheshbin. That would be relevant for us in this yeshiva all the time. Yeah.
I thought we said there is something less about Shmini Atzeres itself. But...
So according to the Svara of the Nachla Shiva, so Enochanami, Shmini Atzeres would not knock it off because Shmini Atzeres is less of a yontiv. But according to the way the Taz, et cetera, presents it, yeah, like the Nachla Shiva is arguing with his father. No, he's the son of the Taz. Okay, whatever it is. In terms of Avelos on Shabbos and Simin Tuf, so Shabbos is not Mafsik Avelos, meaning you can have Shabbos during Shiva, it doesn't knock off the Shiva. Yontiv knocks off the Shiva, Shabbos doesn't. The Lashon of the Mechaber is because Devarim Shabbat Sina is Noheg on Shabbos. That's very difficult because we paskin against the Ramban. We paskin that Devarim Shabbat Sina is Noheg on Yontiv also. So how come Yontiv knocks off the Shiva and Shabbos doesn't knock off the Shiva? So there are two reasons that are given in Tosfos on Puf Gimel, and the Be'er HaGra over here references it. Actually, there are three reasons in Tosfos on Puf Gimel. The Be'er HaGra likes only two of them. The famous two reasons, one of them is that Shabbos can't knock off Shiva because if Shabbos would knock off Shiva, you'd never have Shiva. Okay, this gentleman is advanced mathematics. If Shabbos knocks off Shiva, so that means you inevitably have Shiva during, right? You never have a Shabbos during Shiva, so you'd never have a full Shabbos. You never have a full Shiva, so that can't be. So therefore, Shabbos can't knock off Shiva. The other mahalach that Tosfos gives is this yesod that we referenced earlier, which is that on Yontiv, there's a din of Simcha. The Avelos is a Kiyum Belev, the Rav used to say. And the Simcha of Yontiv is a key and believe, and there's a stira between these two. So therefore, because there's a stira between these two, so therefore, Yontiv knocks off Shiva. But Shabbos is no din of, there's no din of Simcha, right? The Koreso al Shabbos Uneg, Yeshayahu HaNavi says. There's no din of Simcha on Shabbos. Because there's no din of Simcha on Shabbos, Uneg does not knock off does not knock off Avelos. Oneg is that you're just supposed to have gustatorial pleasure, eat food, but it's not be'etzem echdin of simcha. Simcha means you have to have basar, yayin, etc. That's the shot in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the question as to whether there is simcha on Shabbos or not is a large question. In the Midrash Halacha on the Pasuk of B'yom Sim Paskam Moadechem Rosh Echad Sheichem, it says, B'yom Sim Paskam Elu Shabbosos. You get the impression that Shabbos is a Yom Simcha. In the correct Nusach HaTfila, which is the Nusach Ari, so you say Yismuchu B'malchuscha during Shachris and Shabbos also, no? Nusach Ashkenaz only says Yismuchu B'malchuscha during Musaf. Rav used to say that because the simcha on Shabbos is only a simcha of hakaros hakarbanis, the yom of Shabbos itself is not a yom of simcha. So in the Mewa, there is no yisbuchu malchuscha at Shabbos on at Shachris on Shabbos. But the correct nusach hatzil, nusach ari says yisbuchu malchuscha, you get an impression there is an inyan of simcha on Shabbos. In Breuer's, when their nusach hatfila is v'yismuchu b'cho Yisrael o havei shmecha, meaning that we say v'yanuchu bo Yisrael mekadshen shmecha. No? In Breuer's, they say v'yismuchu b'cho Yisrael o havei shmecha. V'yismuchu means that there is an element of simcha on Shabbos. That mecha'era are the two days in the Tosfos. When the Tosfos says, how come Shabbos is not something that knocks off Shiva, whether or not there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos is really this din. When I say that Shabbos Devarim Shebefar Hesia is not Noheg, Devarim Shebetzina is Noheg. So what is the Devarim Shebefar Hesia? Itzof HaRosh, but you don't wear your kerchief. We don't have Itzof anymore. Ni'ilas Na'alayim, we consider a Devarim Shebefar Hesia, covering the mirrors. We treat as Devar Shebefar Hesia. That's already something we can discuss in a minute. There are many things that we consider Devarim Shebefar Hesia on Shabbos. What about though if I'm at home? Do I wear shoes and I'm at home on Shabbos during Shiva? So Reb Fivel Cohen points out that he thinks there's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Mordechai. Again, I have the page somewhere. You have to trust me. It's there. It's there. So the Ramban writes that when there's no one around at home, you should not wear shoes. When people come, then you put on shoes. The Mordechai writes that you always wear shoes. Shoes is considered a davar b'far hesya. Panilofian is daiti, that bismanenu, I don't know about you, I don't like wearing shoes. I come home, I take off my shoes. So if you walk into my house and you see me not wearing shoes, you're not going to say that, Rahman Litzlan, I'm in Avelis. You're going to say, I'm not wearing shoes because I don't like the way shoes feel, right? Am I making this up? Am I the only person, right? So Mimela, I think you should not wear shoes at home during the Shabbos or Shiva. Someone's going to walk into the house. They're not going to think that you are observing, they're not going to think that you're observing Avelis. We already spoke about Maver Sedra. We spoke about how you should not get an aliyah on Shabbos unless you're like the Rabbi Nutami, you always get an aliyah every Shabbos. Then it's considered a davar shebefrahesia, and you get the aliyah. The Pisrei Tshuva over here notes that people make a mistake, that they get it from Shiva at Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. It's really not proper. The only time I get up from Shiva at Chatzos is Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach is a yontiv. Even a regular yontiv, right, the Rambam writes, I should get up Samach HaChashecha. Certainly on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, you should not get up from Shiva until late in the day. Even taking off your shoes, right? I think Rabbi Sabolovsky in those years, his shul was in his house. So what he did was he wore his Shiva shoes to shul. And after the Nichum Aveilim, he put on his Shabbos shoes. No? They did Nichum Aveilim before Shabbos began, and then he put on his Shabbos shoes. Right? That's what the Pisrei Tshuva quotes over here. Pisrei Tshuva Siman Tov Sivkot and Aleph writes that you should not get up at Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, and L'cha'ora, you should wear your Shiva shoes. You should wear your Shiva shoes all the way until Kabbalah Shabbos. You could shower earlier. Shower, let's say, in cold water or whatever you're doing during Shiva to get the dirt off you. Right? And you could put on, we pass when you wear your Shabbos suit on Shabbos. Right? Even though you shouldn't wear Bigdei Shabbos, we noted that what we have Bizman Hazeh is not Bigdei Shabbos. If you're a Rav and you wear a frack on Shabbos, that's Bigdei Shabbos. For us, I just have a nicer suit on Shabbos. So that's not really called Bigdei Shabbos. Our minig is at Shabbos Chazon, we wear Bigdei Shabbos, and Shabbos during Shiva, we wear Bigdei Shabbos. Although I pointed out that when my father was sitting Shiva, Rabbi Wurzberger was a Tongue of Racha, told my father to wear a weekday suit during Shabbos Batol Shiva. That's not the standard practice. There is a discussion in Siman Tov Aleph about Avelos and Chol HaMoed. We mentioned this earlier. We do Kriya on Chol HaMoed. All those who are Chayiv in Kriya, the people who are just present B'Shas Yitzias Neshama, or the people we hear about it, don't do Kriya on Chol HaMoed. There was a minig in the Ramah that we only do Kriya on Chol HaMoed on other V'Imo. That's not the standard minig, although in KAJ, I think they still have that minhag, etc. Chol HaMoed, the Mechaber writes in Sivvav that you do say Tzedek HaDin, and you do say the regular Kaddish, Tav Aleph, now Sivvav, you do say the regular Kaddish and the Beis HaKadosh, Ba'amad Hu Asid Eskad, etc. The Ramah writes that we don't do Tzedek HaDin, nor do we do the big Kaddish on Halavayim at Chol HaMoed. The Cheshbon for the Ramah probably is that the Tzedek HaDin, well, there are two Cheshbonos. Either Tzedek HaDin is Ma'ore Bechi, and therefore we don't want to cry too much at Chol HaMoed. Alternatively, the Tzedek HaDin is considered a element of saying Tachnun, and we don't say Tachnun L'Chol HaMoed. Because Tzedek HaDin might be considered an Inyan of saying Tachnun, the Rama quotes a minig that we don't say Tzedek HaDin whenever there's a Levaya at night. No? We don't say Tzedek HaDin any day we don't say Tachnun, because Tzedek HaDin is a Tachnun. We don't say Tzedek HaDin, right? Those psukim about Tzor Tom and Polo, Kichol Drachon Mishpat, etc. We spoke about this in Shin Lamites. Right? We also don't say Tzedek HaDin Chol HaMoed. We don't say Tzedek HaDin at night. Any day that you don't say Tachnun, we don't say Tzedek HaDin. When we spoke, by the way, about getting an Aliyah on Shabbos, let's say someone's wife had a baby, and the minig is that you get an Aliyah when your wife had a baby. Is that considered a lack? Is that considered a veilus b'farhesia if you don't get your Aliyah? Is it like the Rabbi Nutan who gets an Aliyah all the time? So for him, it's a veilus b'farhesia because you had a baby, so therefore you get an Aliyah. Everyone has a baby, gets an Aliyah. Maybe that's considered a veilus b'farhesia. There's a big discussion in the Achrenes, as b'farhesia is sinna. The Pashtus is what Rabbi Fibokon writes in the Tziyunim, Os Ayin Hey. That it depends what the Akol of Ros Enei Hamora. It depends on your community. In certain communities, right, if you don't get enough, if you don't get an Aliyah and you have a baby, so people are going to say, "What's going on here?" I get one gets an Aliyah. The other communities don't say that. So Akol of Ros Enei Hamora. In Tav Aleph Sif Zayin, there is a din of our Siv Zayin. That Misha Mesel Mes Purim. So Purim is not Mafsik the Avelos. Mikomakom, there's no Nihug Avelos on Purim, neither in Yudala nor in Teskov. Meaning, on Purim, the Avel doesn't sit in a long chair. The Avel wears regular shoes. We treat it to some extent like Avelos Mechol HaMoed. But the Purim is not mevato the Avelos. Purim is not considered a yontif to knock off the Avelos. In the Russian Simin Pehe, he calls it Sefer HaMiktzoos. The Sefer HaMiktzoos, it's hard to know exactly who it was. If you look in Apdowitzer's Hakdama volume to the Ravya, so I think he says that the Sefer HaMiktzoos was written by one of the Gaonim, like Rupol Noigon or somebody. It's like it's an obscure book. So the Sefer HaMiktzoos says that Purim knocks off Avelos entirely. We don't follow that opinion, but the Shulchan Aruch over here says that Avelos is not noyeg on Purim.
You can leave your house.
What?
Person can leave his house.
So the Avel leaves his house for Mikra Megillah. Whether the Avel leaves his house for Tefillah or not is a discussion in the poskim. Most assume the Avel does leave his house even for Shachris and for Mikra Megillah, etc. Avelos is not Noyeg on Purim. That's what it says here in the Mechaber and Yerideya. In Simin Tafresh Tzadi Vavav Orechayim, so the Mechaber writes, Avelos is Noyeg on Purim. Here it says Avelos is not Noyeg on Purim. There it says Avelos is Noyeg on Purim. The Rama writes that our minig is Avelos is not Noyeg on Purim. I remember Rabbi Blau was sitting Shiva, and on Purim, I went to Menachem Avel, right? He's not sitting on their chair or whatever, but you Menachem Avel, right? A member of Shechter, I think Rav Noah Shechter was Nifter. I think also Purim, but I think Rav Shechter actually sat Shiva on Purim. I think Rav Shechter felt that that's the appropriate practice.
That's the Rav then.
What?
The Rav also.
The Rav felt that's the appropriate.
He did the full Avelos.
He did the full Avelos on Purim, yeah. So that's what it says in the Mechaber Nerechayim, the Rama writes, Avelos is not, we don't have Avelos on Purim. This is Diva between the Mechaber Nerechayim and the Mechaber here in Yerideya. How do we deal with this Diva? So the Shachos Dalek quotes that it depends whether Avelos Yom Rishon or Avelos Sha'ar Yomim, since Avelos Yom Rishon is Deiraisa, so Memela Avelos is not going to be Noeg, but since Avelos Yom Rishon is Deiraisa, so Avelos would be Noeg, but if it's not Avelos Yom Rishon, then Avelos would not be Noeg. That's what the Drisha writes. The Shach says it don't sound like that's the Pshat over here. So how do I resolve the contradiction between the Dinim of Avelos as it appears in the Rechayim, as appears over here? So there are a number of approaches. An approach that I like is that the Mechaber changed his mind. Rechayim was written before Yerideya, and therefore we could assume he passed and said what he says in Yerideya, and he rejected what he said in Rechayim. The Alter Rebbe has this in his Siddur, that there's a stira in terms of the Zmani Hayom. In Orachayim, he passes like the Zman of the Magen Avram, and Yeridei passes like the Zman of the Gra, to put it simply. So the Alter Rebbe writes, we call the Zman of the Gra, because that's what it says in Yeridei. Yeridei comes after Orachayim. Okay, that's already an interesting Mahalach. Some say that what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that Avelos is Noeg on Purim, is a mistake. Twice had the fuss. The Elia Rabba, I think, writes that Jolti in the Sefer Mishnah Siyavitz writes that on Purim there's no din of Simcha. There's like in the Megillah it says Asoso Sam Yemei Mishteva Simcha, and then it says Mishteva Simcha V'Yom Tov. So initially, Purim was a yom of simcha. Later on, Rav Jolti points out, Purim has a din of simcha only b'shas mishta. That would mean that according to Rav Jolti, you should not sit shiva during Sudas Purim. For the rest of Sudas Purim, you can. I saw Rav Charlap's son has a sefer Chikrei Ze'ev. He points out that Purim, the union of simcha, is different than simcha by most yomim tovim. You know, most Yom Tovim, there's a din of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Yet on Purim, we paskin, the Magen Avraham writes, you're allowed to get married on Purim. I Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So the teretz that's given is that Purim, the inyan is, I want to create an avira of Simcha. I want to create a joyous atmosphere. If I get married, I create a joyous atmosphere on Purim. My Chavrusa actually got engaged. My Chavrusa and I is Rav Shechtashir got engaged on Purim. We all thought he was like joking. what are you doing, Greenstone? Like, oh, what's going on over here? So it turned out, no, he actually got engaged on Purim, like at Rav Shechtas house. Like, totally weird, whatever. But that's how he did it. It adds to the Simchas Yontov. So if that's the case, and the pshat is that by Purim, the element is to create an avira of Simcha, so maybe that's the lumdus of Purim, that if you're going to shter the avira of simcha, so then don't sit shiva. On the other hand, right, maybe, or I'll say it like this, because it's noyig, right? We pass in that avilas is noyig, it doesn't knock it off, but you wear regular shoes. What's the pshat? So pshat probably is that Purim, the idea is not to detract from the avira of simcha. It's not considered a Yom Sameach, so if it doesn't knock off the Avelos against the Sefer Mikto'os, but we don't Firzach, we don't sit Shiva, etc. for that reason.
Yeah,
right,
and
then
explain why we don't say
Emar and Simcha B'Simcha. So I think Emar and Simcha B'Simcha is the pshat that I want to just create an atmosphere of Simcha. Emar and Simcha B'Simcha, twice as a Moe Cotton writes, that I'm supposed to focus on the simplest yantiv. If I focus on simplest nesu'in, that takes away my experience of simplest yantiv. But Purim, it's not a din like simplest yantiv per se. It's a din that the day should be a happy day. So whatever makes the day happy is good enough. Rabbi Daniel Feldman, in one of the volumes of Bina B'Sforim, is very into this idea. He likes this idea of the avira of simcha, which Rabbi Zevi Charlap has in his sefer. In the sefer, like he pointed out, in Simon Tuf Beis, the din of the Shmua Krova and the Shmua Rechaika. Shmua Krova, you have to keep Avelos. Shmuel Rechoka, after Shloshim Yom, you don't keep Avelos. Afilo Sha'achas, that's what you do. That's a Gemara in Psachim that we pointed out. I take off my shoes and hold Keli Acharei Labesa Merchatz. But you just observe one moment of Shiva, that's by a Shmuel Rechoka. How do I calculate Shmuel Krova and Shmuel Rechoka? Do I calculate it from the Shas Misa? Or do I calculate the Shmuel Krova from the Shas Kavura? So the Achronim, the Taz writes in Sif Katan Vav, that if your mace be Yom Echad, the Nikbar be Yom Shal Acharav, Shmuel Krova goes Basar Yom HaMisa. Avelos goes from Stimas HaGaila, but Shmuel Krova, we go from the Yom HaMisa. The Nekudas HaKesef over here writes that he thinks we follow the Shas Kavura, because he says, that's what says in Rabbi Yerucham. The later Sram say, whoa, there's no right from the Rabbeinu Yerucham that we follow the Shas Kavura, because maybe Rabbeinu Yerucham is talking about a case of the Shas Misan, that the Yom HaMisan and Yom Kavura is the same day. So Mehefatesi, the Shas Raya, the Rabbeinu Yerucham is a good Raya. The Pnei Baruch writes that the minig is Lahakel, that we treat the Shemua Rechoka from Yom HaMisa, not from the Yom Kavura. That would mean oftentimes, etc. The Bade HaSholchan writes that he thinks Me'ikra identical for Yom Kavura, Sifkat and Dalim. Nonetheless, the Minig is Yom HaMisa, and that's what it says in the Art Scroll Sefer in English on page 287, etc. So these are the Dinim of Shmua Kreiva and the Dinim of Shmua Rechoka that appear in Simen Tuf Beis. You don't have to tell somebody when a relative was nifter. It's considered multi diva. The only thing is that you tell the sons. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the sons should say Kaddish. And Fivelkom points out, interestingly, that this is like a raya against the Chavis Ya'ir and the Shvas Yaakov, that daughters could say Kaddish also, because it says here in Tuf, you have to get to the end of Avelos. It says in Tuf Beis that you tell the sons to say Kaddish. I don't know how much of a raya it is, because maybe in those communities, daughters didn't say Kaddish, but in communities that daughters do say Kaddish, we tell the daughters also. But the lesson from the Shulchan Aruch is that you tell the sons in order that the sons should say Kaddish. The din in the end of Tuf Beis is that there's a minig that we fast on the Yahrzeit. There's a discussion, what's considered the Yahrzeit? Is it the Yom Misa or the Yom Kavura? This machlokas is only the first year. The first year, since my Yud Beis Chodesh of Avelos begins on the Yom Kavura, so therefore you maybe keep Avelos, maybe you keep the Yahrzeit at the end of the Yud Beis Chodesh. It doesn't make sense that Yud Beis Chodesh should end after the Yahrzeit. If you keep the Yahrzeit Yom HaMisa and the Yud Beis Chodesh go from the Yom Kavura, you'll end up in this weird situation. The Shach writes, it depends how long there is between the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKavura. There's 4 days between, then we follow the Yom HaKavura. If not, we follow the Yom HaMisa. The Minhag HaOlam is that we always treat the Yahrzeit as the Yom HaMisa. The Yahrzeit is considered a bad day. The Gemara in Shavua says that Harei Alai L'Hisanos Kiyom Shemes Bo Abba. You get an impression that the day a parent is Nifter, that day is like a Yom Rav Amar, etc. So that's why those are the days when you, Those are the days when you keep the yard site. We always keep the yard site on the Yom HaMisa. I think that's the standard practice. There's discussions. What about the yard site is in the Chodesh Adar? I think we spoke about this the other day. The meaning of the Ramah is that you observe the yard site again in the year that there's two Adars, right? So in a year when there's two Adars, you observe the yard site on both Adars. That's the standard practice. There's another din in Siman Tuf Gimel called Likot Atzamais. Likudat Samis Medina de Gemara was like this. They used to bury someone in a sarcophagus, and then when the flesh would disintegrate, they would take the atzamis and put them in the grave. Today, likud atzamis often happens that someone is buried in Chutz La'aretz and they want to move the person to Eretz Yisrael. So the din is that you have likud atzamis. If you're malakit atzamis aviv or sh'ar krovim, so you have avelos kol hayayim kulay. You have avelos for an entire full day. It's like funny. Shmur v'chayka, you have 1 minute. Usually you have 7 days of Avelos. The time that you have one full day of Avelos is by Melake Datsamis, and you have all the dinim. You have to sit Shiva. I remember one of my cousins sat Shiva. I think my cousin Phil sat Shiva when they moved my uncle Uri to Eretz Yisrael. He sat Shiva for a full day because, yeah, that's the din of Likot Datsamis. So I don't exactly remember the details, but I got a likud atzamis shayla a couple of months ago. So one of the rabbonim in the community sent me the shayla about they had someone who was buried, if I'm not mistaken, this was the scenario. He was buried in a grave in the base island, and it turned out that there was like some water in the getting to the grave, so they had to move the grave. So the shayla is that they have to observe another din of shiva atzalikot atzamos. So if I recall correctly, I looked into the shayla. I just sent this guy a WhatsApp because I didn't remember the exact details. I seem to remember the details were I looked into it and I saw that the Chazan Ish writes it's only called likot atzamos if you just move the atzamos. If you take a full coffin with atzamos, so that's not considered the dinim of likud atzamis. There are lots of dinim over here of likud atzamis. This is all the dinim of simin tuf gimel. Doesn't really come up that often. Again, if it comes up, you just read simin tuf gimel with the poskim and you try to figure out some of the dinim of likud atzamis if it comes up. Yeah, I think he quoted this. I think I found the Chazon Ish in the Badei HaShulchan somewhere that there's no likud atzamos if the guy is in a the guy's in a coffin, but I'd have to look again. I don't exactly remember the details of the shayla. Shulchan Aruch continue the conclusion of Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avelos is Achai Yitein Alibo, that the pasuk in Koheles writes that Tov Lechus Abeis Evel Milechus Abeis Mishneh, right? That it's better to focus on the fact that we might die, that prevents us from doing Averis. Acha Yitin Alibo, the Yisped Yispedune, Yipa Yipirune. There's a din of Gemilas Chesed. Gemilas Chesed is if I take care of someone, I bury that person, they'll bury me, they carry me, etc. This is the end of the Ramah. Gadol Hashalom Shenitin Tzadikim Bishat Shatzadik Niftar. There are three groups of Malachim who come and they give you Shalom Aleichem, and they say Yavol B'Shalom. And it says at the end of Shulchan Aruch, like we end all of Ayos, that Bila Hamavos Netzach Umach Hashem Kim Dima Me'al Kol Panim. That's it. The Chin will be ready on Thursday. Mi'atz Hashem. Learn well and try to take the Bechina. Take the Bechina by the end of June. You should chazer. And you have to know these din as Rabbonim. But Baruch Hashem, you have Svarim. You can look it up. That's it. Okay. Have a great day.